Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Sugar. Yeah, I like that rapping.
Old S.O.B. B.B. You ain't gonna get no presents from Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
Why does Sean think it's cool? Like, what's cool?
What's so cool?
He said that's cool.
I'll tell you what's cool. His Mountain Dew Frostbite 10,000
This episode of Happy Birthday, Gary, brought to you by Mountain Dew Whiteout. Smooth citrus dew. Voted as the Dewmocracy winner by the fans.
Oh.
Why is it gonna be Whiteout?
Because...
Brett, I think Sean would leave now and take the guitar with him if
we
said we're not going to podcast.
Not true.
Sean gets his grubby mitts on that guitar.
It's not
I'd
true.
Kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, I'll so never see saying. It again.
Single.
And you're single not handling? And you're not going to see the $1,000 it's worth either.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
I'm not going to steal your guitar.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to use it to record a Roy Orbison cover.
Oh yeah,
that I've already
hear about
worked
this.
On. It's already begun.
No,
I've heard the. I've heard the tracks. I hadn't heard it all done yet, but
it's pretty good.
And I got a new amp, so I'm gonna
what's
play it.
What's the cover?
Amp.
Are you allowed to say or no?
It's a crying.
Crying.
Crying
over you. It's gonna be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's gonna rock.
Happy birthday, Gary!
Hey,
happy
birthday,
Gary!
I gotta tell you, I went down to.
Kenosha?
Kroger. Like Kenosha.
Wisconsin?
Hiroshima. There's this Kroger I go to in the afternoons because they have lobster and sherry bisque, and it's just really great. Mm. And they got a little cafe, a little place to sit. So I go down there and I get it. I go down to Kroger. They didn't have that.
Uh-huh.
I bought some fruit,
mm.
and I was buying some other things, and I was buying... my daughter Hannah, an iTunes card.
Yes.
Right?
Oh.
Now, here's the thing.
Never do that.
I get in the line. There's two lines, all right?
There's always two lines.
One
you
is like
a
long line.
And you never will remember, and one you'll remember.
Was one whites and one was colored?
No. There's a long line full of people, and there's another lane opens up.
Which
right?
is one fat person.
Which nobody in it. But the checkout guy is a fucking retard. Now, I go, like I said, I go there all the time.
Like a literal?
He, maybe. He's like old. He's not old. He's like 50 something, right?
Yeah.
Old. And he's got like glasses on the end of his nose. And it's, I mean, that's, you know, if you're 50 and you're working at checkout at Kroger, you got kicked in the head. Something
life,
happened.
Life blew you by.
Right. Yeah. And I've gone through his lane
something
before buying soup, and he'll like turn the soup over to look at the bottom for a thing and like spill soup. And it's like, he's stupid.
Fire.
And I'm like, well, I don't want to go in his line because I don't feel confident that he can activate this iTunes card, right?
Oh, yeah, good call.
And I'm buying fruit, and I'm sure that's going to stump him, you know, because you got to enter that in. Anyway, a manager comes over. She's like, sir, this line's open right here. I was like, no, I'm fine. He's like, no, sir. Like, he's trying to be extra polite.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say, no, your employee's so fucking stupid that I am afraid.
Yeah.
So I don't want him to lose.
Why don't you fire this right. fucking retard? Get
in this line. No, I'm cool. I'm good. No, get in this line. So anyway, I acquiesce. Is that the word?
Acquiesce. Yep. Yeah.
I get in his line. I guess we're going to see.
An accident?
I just felt so bad. I was like, I'm going to get this. I'm going to pay $25 for this fucking car.
And it won't
and
work.
It won't work.
Yeah.
Because and it was a fucking catastrophe watching him push buttons.
Cluster.
And look at it. And he always wants to know why you're buying what you're buying. And.
Well, because I'm going to consume it.
Yeah.
Why do you like soup?
Well, I have sex with soup every night. That's why I buy soup.
He wasn't Indian. Did I say that?
That's Brad. Brad's incognito.
Yes.
This is how
he would like.
That's how Brad talks in public.
Oh, I thought that was your retard voice.
No, that's you. That's my Brad. That's how I do Brad.
Yeah.
What do you guys
say? More Brad stuff.
This iTunes card, is it going to work or is it not going to work? It's for my daughter. Do you have some kind of a gift receipt for me?
Just that.
It's like. People at home aren't going to know who's talking. They're gonna
they'll think it's I'd be such a good Brad.
Did an Indian guy wandering.
No, it's Brad.
It's Brad.
Well, what have you guys been up to all week?
Yeah.
Just
I got 50 emails from Sean about borrowing a guitar.
Oh, God.
Other than that, nothing.
I've heard about this guitar nonstop.
SG Junior.
It's an ST-100. I don't mean to let you down.
It's an ST-100.
Yeah,
what is that?
Sorry. It's not an SG Junior.
Oh,
what
man.
What does that mean?
It's only, well, it means it's not worth.
It's got a single coil.
Yeah, it means it's worth about $3,000 less than SG Junior.
Sorry, buddy.
Whoa.
So if it was SG Junior, I'd be rich.
But it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet guitar.
And I'm gonna put some. I'm gonna put new strings on it.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm gonna oil the tuners
so
they.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
God, I'm so nervous, Brad. I've never been this nervous.
I mean, do you want to play it one last time, Mark?
I couldn't play it one first time. So. I am the worst guitar player ever.
Yeah. It's weird that you have like the guitar that Sean loves so much, and you could care less about it because you don't even play guitar.
Well, it was an opportunity. There was a guy 15 years ago.
Yeah.
He needed $230 to get his car fixed.
Yeah.
And the only thing he had of value was this guitar. So he's like, I work at this music store, but I'm selling this guitar. It's not the stores. You have to buy it from me. They let him put them on their consignment or something.
Huh?
So I gave him $230 and I walked out and I said, I don't know what this is worth, but I know someday.
Right. Well, someday.
I'll be able to let Sean get it stolen.
Borrow it.
You could feel like.
So now I'm out $230.
To steal it.
Sean will give you $230.
No, $1,000. It's worth $1,000.
I'm not gonna
with
steal
the case.
A million. Why would I steal it?
You're not.
What would you sell it to me for?
$60.
Alright.
That's true. That's so true.
If I came at you and I was like, hey, for Sean's birthday, I give you $500.
Oh, for Sean's birthday?
Or something.
Oh, probably $1,200. If I knew if it was for you, if you said, hey, I want to start taking lessons. I just need something to bang on, something that I don't care about. To, you know,
like I got an idea. I got an idea for a skit.
Yeah,
where I need a guitar as a prop.
We have to smash a guitar at the end.
Yeah,
$60. You know, 50 in a six pack or something.
All right.
As long as it's get used for art, that's all I care about.
So you guys know my heart.
Yeah,
my heart.
I think about it often.
Is like Earth.
Yeah,
in the movie WALL-E. It's just scorched,
decimated,
full of people's
covered in trash.
Shit. Yeah,
and there's only one little tiny droid.
But somehow, a tiny little sprig tiny grew on it. A little tiny
what?
Little blossom dot. Of love grew on this barren wasteland, which itself was then napalmed, just destroyed. But the environment, you know, the environment.
Yeah,
I think I could love somebody. And I'm bringing this up, and I already told Sean about this. There's this girl at Chick-fil-A, all right?
Yeah?
Let me tell you about this.
One, I'm already sold.
No, you know what?
Girl at Chick-fil-A. Done.
I'm allergic to chicken.
He's allergic to chicken. That's maybe
but
the best part of
that's
it.
That's probably the most romantic part.
You literally can't eat there.
I can't eat there, but I do enjoy their tea.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's wonderful
there.
Tea. And I go there 4 times a week, you know?
For what? Yeah, I'll just get a... tea.
I go through the drive-thru, I get a tea. And there's this girl at the drive-thru. Uh-huh. And oh my God, she's so fucking
What's her name?
Beautiful.
Is she beautiful or cute?
She's cute. And she's beautiful. Let me tell you
deadly
this.
Deadly combo.
First, she was cute. Because she's just this cute chick at work with her ponytail. And she's working and she doesn't give a shit. But I'll go through the drive-thru. I'll get my drink. Right. And whenever I hand her my money. Here, reach your hand out. I'm going to show you. Okay. She does
For
this.
For the callers at home.
She, like, her hand grazes my hand every time her fingers graze across my fingers.
And you know what else happens?
What happens?
Every other hand she touched that day is now on your filthy
no,
hand.
No, she's not touching anybody else's hand.
She only does that to you.
No, because I stopped and watched. But,
I watched her do 3 double shifts.
Yeah.
I got my binocs out.
Got in the bushes.
Got my binocs.
So, you know, this goes on
for
months. And, I go through, I'm sitting there, I go through and I'm like, she's walking to her car as I'm like leaving one day and I kind of wave at her and she like smiles and waves and I'm like, wait a minute. Connection. So then the next time I go through, I pay for my drink and I'm like,
I'm
like, what's your name?
And she just pointed at her name tag?
No.
Yeah.
She said, Brenda. And she smiled. She's like some kind of ethnicity. I don't know what she is.
Oh.
She's not Caucasian.
She's not white?
No, she's not white.
Ah, oh, good.
You can't trust white girls.
Yeah, no.
White girls are the worst.
And she smiles, and I tell you what, I fluttered.
Take my breath away.
Fucking heart got a boner. Yeah. And I felt some beats come on.
Take take my breath away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like.
Then what happened?
What did her husband say?
Nothing happened then because I haven't got a T for the last ring? Well, the last couple of times I went through, the fucking guy is checking out.
This guy.
She's over there at the fucking counter, and I'm like,
forget about it.
Hey, do you want some Splenda? No, I want some.
I want some
Brenda.
Brenda, yeah. There we go. Up top.
So, yeah. I didn't tell her my name. I just drove off. I panicked. But I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Oh, my God.
Go back tomorrow.
Her name is Brenda.
Oh.
Brad. Every letter in her name is a letter in your name.
Oh, my God.
You can't spell Brenda without spelling Brad.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to tell her that.
Braden. Your kid could be Braden.
Yeah.
Brenda and Brad. Braden.
Brendan.
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 Brendan, Brandon, Brandon.
Oh, my God. I'm in love for you.
You know. I don't know.
Just to think, here's the one
thing. Hey, what about the titties? What are them titties like?
She's so fucking hot. Oh, fucking God. Fuck God. Fuck
him. Oh, God.
Fuck you, God.
Oh, God. It's titties. Oh,
now,
God.
When she comes home from work after a hard day and she just smells like Chick-fil-A, that's awesome. Oh, you can't do anything about it.
It doesn't faze me none because I can eat that chicken. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm screaming? Well, I was like, look.
Do you ever get a waffle fry when you go through there?
I've had waffle fries. I'll have a salad from a Chick-fil-A every now and then.
I love Chick-fil-A.
I'll get other people chicken biscuits as gifts. Mm. Like when I'm like, you know who'd love it? This will brighten your day up. Show up like, hey, I got a little bag, Chick-fil-A bag.
Yeah.
With a fucking chicken biscuit.
That's what Lauren did at work today.
Well, isn't that a great person?
And I was back there and I saw Vanessa had one on her desk and Jason was eating one and Kim had one on her desk and Jenny had one on her desk. And I said, where's Uncle Marky's biscuit?
You didn't get no biscuit?
And Lauren said, it's on your desk.
Who's Lauren?
Lauren, he's a guy I work with.
Lauren?
He works for me.
What a sweetheart.
Nice guy. Bought me a chicken biscuit with cheese. He knows I like cheese on it.
What?
Chicken biscuit with cheese?
I never heard of such a... Is that something you eat?
Yeah.
I've never had a chicken biscuit.
Cheese?
Yeah. You kidding me?
You got some American on there?
Yeah.
You know what I had the other day? I didn't have ever?
I don't know.
You already know. I'm going to let you guess.
Raspberry soda.
No. I'll give you three guesses.
Strawberry parfait.
Okay, I'll give you three guesses.
Meatloaf.
No.
Cornish game hem.
Onion rings.
Cornish game hem.
You never had onion rings before?
Never had onion rings my whole life.
I bet your colon is thanking you.
Oh, my colon's doing just great.
Onion rings give me the worst farts ever.
I'm on a cleanse right now.
Oh, you're doing a cleanse,
I'm
too?
I'm doing that cayenne pepper.
You're
Are you doing a cleanse?
No, the lady I work next to me, her office is two doors down. She's on a cleanse.
Can you smell the cleanse?
All she does is complain about the cleanse.
Oh, I'm sure. It's probably miserable.
It's not so bad. Yeah. Well, I'm on day two.
She's not even on day one. She's in pre-cleanse.
She hasn't even started cleansing yet?
That's all she talks about is cleanse.
I'm cleansing.
Like, just eat something. She's already skinny. You're skinny, too.
Dr. Oz says it's good for you.
Well, Dr. Oz...
It's not to lose weight. It's to clean
the 35 years of
get
fucking
all that.
Yeah, but you're just...
Muck. I eat candy bars constantly. Mark, Sean will tell you that. I eat candy bars. And it's made of like 50% paraffin. It's wax. You're eating a fucking candle. And that shit lines
your guts.
It's delicious,
though. Who cares?
I know, but it's just...
I don't know. I wish I could do it. I couldn't.
Can we
change the subject?
Are you about due for a butt... But
no, I got 4 years.
You guys want to have like a team enema? Like a happy birthday, Gary.
Oh, that was
on air enema?
Yeah. We'll get a snake.
I got the snake. It's a copperhead.
Mark.
20 minutes of it, it'll just be like, oh, no.
I bet we enjoy it.
Might like it.
Yeah.
Mark, would you?
Yeah, sure.
Would you interpret a dream I had?
Yeah. Oh, I'm good at this.
Okay. This is a long dream. It's
okay. That's
right?
Okay. I'm very tuned in right now.
All right. In my dream. Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I'm laying on my back at the graveyard where my sister is buried. Only it goes up and up. The hill just goes up and up. And it doesn't plane off. And up, like way up on top, there's this building. And I start going up toward the building. And I'm going up an irrigation ditch. And I'm with a dog and a little baby. and they're like Brian and Stewie from Family Guy, right? Except they're real. And we go up to this. Oh, do you need to get that phone?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Sorry, guys. Pause. Okay.
Can we go?
Sure. We're back.
All right.
Brian and Stewie.
Oh, okay. So, yes. So I get to the top of the hill with them.
Yeah.
And there's this building. And it's sort of like a strip mall. It doesn't have a roof. And it's missing walls.
Okay.
So it's like I have to get through this room. And there's a man sitting on the top floor watching me. And he's got a gun. You're not allowed to get past him. And he's French. And there's for some reason, there's a joke about it in the dream. It's like, well, I can start running now and he won't shoot until Tuesday. And it was funny in the dream. It was like a zinger.
Yeah.
Because he's French, which isn't really actually how they are. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I have to run past him. And I jump through the window and end up in this like daycare where my daughter, Hannah, and other children that are mine are at. Right. I don't have any other children, but in the dream I have other children.
Sure.
And so I go in there and I'm with them and Hannah's grandfather shows up and something happens. Then I leave and I'm back down at the bottom of the hill again and I'm laying on my back and I'm looking up at the sky and the sky. And this is why I remember the dream is because the sky was so beautiful. It was like deep purple and like pink clouds. And I'm looking at the sky and over the horizon come these like they look like X-Wings. They look like Star Wars ships, yeah. Except they have propellers, right? And they're coming. And from the other horizon, this swarm of drones, like CIA drones, come swarming over. And they start shooting each other. And things are blowing up. Fireballs are like dripping from the sky, right? And I run back up the hill to check to make sure the kids are okay. So I get back up there. I jump through the thing. I go past the guy. And in the daycare, there's a back room. And I get in the closet, and behind it, there's this other room. It's like a Anne Frank's kind of hidden area. And I take the kids into the room. And I'm like, you have to stay here and be safe. And Jill, my baby's mama, is in the room, right? And she says, this is all my fault. I'm like, why? And she says, because I made a wish on the Box of Miracles. And now in the reality of the dream, I know what the Box of Miracles is. And the Box of Miracles is this box. It's a black box with a red interior. And there's dice inside of it. And it grants wishes. And you say what you want and you shake it up. And then you open the lid. And whatever the dice is, that's how much your dream comes true or your wish comes true. Like if you wish to be taller and you rolled a 12, you would be as tall as you'd wanted to be. But if you wish to be taller and you rolled like a 2, you'd only be itty bit taller. Okay. Right. But the thing about the Box of Miracles is it doesn't fuck with your dreams. It doesn't fuck with your wishes. Like, you know, the monkey's paw, if you wish to be taller, you'd get hung and your neck would stretch or so, you know, or like you're trying to think of the tree. So it doesn't do that. It grants your wishes the way you want them, but it just only does them on a scale. So anyway, she says, it's my fault because I wish for this to happen. I said, well, what did you wish? And she said, I wish for it to end. And I said, what did you roll? And she said, I rolled a 9.
Ooh.
And so the world, there was war, right? So I tell everyone to hide, and then I jump out the window, and I go down there. I had a fish with me, and I go down the hill to, and another thing that I know in the dream is that, like, the Box of Miracles exists in my sister's graveyard, and it you make a wish on it, and then disappears, and it reappears somewhere else, and you have to find it every time you make a wish. So it's somewhere in the graveyard, but I don't know where, and I have to find it, and then I wake up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long dream.
That's a long dream.
That's heavy.
There was more to it than that even. That was one of those dreams you wake up and you're tired.
Yeah.
Like you're out of breath.
I hate those.
And it was so vivid though, and all the fucking shit was going on. When I was running back down the hill, there was like,
Deep
purple skies, but like also Saving Private Ryan warfare war shit going on and just crazy dream shit, and I needed to find the box, and it all meant shit.
Wow.
So anyway, Mark.
Yeah.
What did that mean?
I think it means that Sean, do you want to do this one? No.
He likes them better when I dream that I have a fucking tail.
This amazingly enough, as complex as the dream was, is as simple as the answer will be.
Oh.
What you do is you have a tendency inwardly, and I don't know what it's about, but you have some deep guilt about something that apparently you can't let go. And you try and let go of it. You try and go up that hill. And when you allow yourself to be free of that guilt, you're in a happy place with your child.
Right.
Okay. And the other children represent other people around you who you enjoy being around.
Okay.
And those are the people you love. Mm-hmm. But then for some reason that you don't know, you let yourself slide back into this guilt. Mm. And in this time, instead of being able to climb out of it, there's you feel like the end is near. You feel like there's turmoil. And it's a situation that you feel like you can't get out of.
Okay.
And you're allowing others, people to influence you so you can stay in that guilt. But what you have to do is you have to rise above.
Let go of the guilt.
Like who?
Let go of the guilt.
Let go of it. For whatever it is, the guilt, the shame, whatever you're feeling, you have to just be free of it.
Wow.
And stay in that place where when the children were peaceful and everything was fine.
Okay.
So,
That's heavy.
Yeah. No, it's not heavy. He's my brother.
He ain't
That's
heavy.
Brad.
I didn't know you had a sister. Is that a true thing?
I have a half sister, but I had a little sister. And she passed away. Oh. You knew that.
I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, I think you said something about
Did
that.
Did I know that?
Yeah. Was she young?
She's really young.
Sick? I mean, was it?
Yeah, she had a heart condition.
I don't know.
She's buried in Franklin. We've driven past where she's buried before.
Huh.
I just don't.
Well,
I don't
Sean's
know.
Usually thinking about himself and not others.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, your sister. I'm trying to have this ice cream.
Oh, whatever.
Cone.
Let's go get a fucking cheeseburger.
Hey, I don't eat cheeseburgers.
What?
Everybody knows that.
Wait.
You do?
Hamburger.
I'm a hamburger man.
Dumb.
I feel.
Why? That's like a waste of everything.
He puts cheese on his fucking chicken biscuit. You're
I
not gonna,
feel.
I put cheese
you're not
going
to talk about
the
it.
Cheese the cheese adds best. Nothing to the hamburger.
You're an idiot.
Wow.
You're
American
a French
cheese,
man with a gun.
How wrong is Sean?
You don't taste the American cheese on the hamburger. You don't even notice it.
I do notice it.
Maybe if you have,
I do too.
Maybe if your palate is gray, you don't notice it.
Oh man, the Baconator. Oh. Is that what it is? It Baconzilla. Yeah. What's the one at Checkers?
Wendy's is Baconator.
The one at the
I
one at
Baconzilla?
Checkers. It's bacon something. Ooh. It's like two patties.
Two all beef.
Look at my
patties?
Mouth watering just thinking about
Special
it.
Are they all beef? Are they all beef?
Those pickles.
They're all beef. They're not
all beef.
All beef, motherfuckers. I feel like
yeah.
This may be too deep. Are we getting too deep?
Yeah,
you're pretty heavy. That's cool.
How are we? How much time
I've been thinking about
684 measures.
Wow. All
right, we got time. I've been thinking about right and wrong.
2250.
Okay.
I've been thinking about
right and wrong.
Yeah.
I get hung up on the right and wrong of things.
Why?
I don't know. I need to let that shit go. Right.
Yeah.
Because
maybe that's what it is. You need to let go.
Maybe. I feel like. I spent so much of my life thinking it's not right, so I'm not going to accept it. I guess I need to accept things.
Well, here's the thing. You're a godless man, so why would you care about right and wrong?
Well, I mean right and wrong is in the sense of like if a guy is going out with a woman and she gets fat and he dumps her, that's not right. You know what I mean?
Why not?
Well, exactly. Why not? But it doesn't even matter the why or why not. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong.
Love is supposed to be blind.
Right, because you can't defend that because love is supposed to be blind.
Well, you know who said that? Some guy who was married to a hottie. That's
right.
Who said that.
But
guy's
the thing
wife
is,
didn't get fat.
You get so hung up on people. If you get hung up on shit like right and wrong, then you're just setting yourself up for heartache because like, if you're this fat girl, it's like, why did you leave? He's not going to come out and say, I'm leaving you because you're fat.
Right.
You can't do that. So it's like, you just have to accept the world the way it is. Like you get mad at politicians. Like, these politicians are lying. You can't lie. It's not right. It's like, no, it's not right, but it is the way it is. And if you accept the way things are, the right or wrong is that's an aside. That's fucking incidental.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with it.
Right.
And in a lot of my life, I've spent like, it's not right that getting comedy work works the way it works. You know, I'm not playing this game. It's not
right.
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 But I'm like, you know what? That's stupid. Nobody's going to change the fucking world.
I could change the rules for Brad.
No.
Brad said
so
it's
I just
not
need
there.
To accept.
Sure. Right.
It doesn't. If I don't like it, then I can try and change it. But I
or
can't
just not
act
do it.
Like it's not true. Right. Or I can not do it. But I keep acting like just because it's wrong, it's not real. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. It's definitely real.
And I feel like I don't really feel like human beings are good or bad. I just think people I think
just
people
animals.
Just flesh.
We're just
we're
selfish things that
want
to do what we want to do. Yeah,
we
want
to sustain our life and bring ourselves pleasure.
Yeah, and I just need to
get our rocks
and cleanse.
I need to get better at that.
Yeah,
I'll never do a bit about this because it's. But at some point, I thought I was going to. It's not very funny, but
make it funny.
Yeah, it won't be funny. But basically, it's too depressing. The idea is that it's weird that almost every politician is expresses some religious sentiment.
Right.
At some point, you sort of, in most cases.
Yeah, there's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, every president has sent people to war to kill. It's like right. a strange part. Like you have to be president. You have to go to church, and you also have to kill people.
You
like,
have to be everything to all people.
Yeah.
And if you're not, you can't get elected.
Yeah.
You have to appeal to the most people.
That's the thing. If I say the word politician, what does that conjure in your mind? A good person?
No, a big fat guy in a suit.
A fucking horrible, evil, corrupt, lying person. It doesn't matter Republican or Democrat.
No.
It's like you're getting hung up on, yeah, it's the good and bad, the right and wrong. It doesn't mean anything. It's all horseshit. It's just for fucking money.
Well, it's like if I said, Brad, what's the best TV show on right now?
Right now?
Or a really good TV show that...
Ricky Gervais show.
You know what? The majority of people don't watch that. They watch Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Two and a Half Men tells them everything that they need to hear
right.
to be entertained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are, you know, a little bit religious, a little bit war. Their leaders are always, I'm the best, because people want a winner.
Right.
They want a winner. They don't want a guy staring at his shoes. That's not somebody who's going to be our
president.
And
if you get hung up on right or wrong, you're not going to accept that people don't want to watch Ricky Gervais with you. They want to watch Two and a Half Men.
Right.
That's what the people want.
That's what the people want.
You know?
Nobody's listening to this podcast. They don't know
how
good it is.
They don't know what the fuck how great we are.
We're not appealing to them.
Yeah.
We're too smart and intelligent and depressing.
I wrote down...
Really
dumb.
I wrote down Bed Bath & Beyond Thunderdome. I don't know why I did that.
Because it's funny. It's a funny thing to... It's a funny thing to think about.
It because of Your Highness and their Beyond Thunderdome?
Oh, no.
Scene?
That was great. Have you seen
Your Highness? I haven't
seen it.
Your Highness.
Terrible reviews. Just.
I can see why they would have got terrible reviews because it's very childish. It's
the
a lot of
said exactly
jokes.
What it was. It was like dumb.
Right, but they just didn't.
What do they think they're getting from Danny McBride? Right?
Yeah, he's. It's
That's
like
what he does.
He plays just a nearly unredeemable character.
Right.
And that's about it.
You could conceivably give South Park horrible reviews. Like, well, they just talk about shit and well, they do, but it's also hilarious and great. So, you know.
Yeah.
Well, not me, you know, maybe not
I
every
like
season,
it,
but like the
you don't like South Park.
Early ones and
I
later.
I did when I was 20 something.
20?
28. I was like 27, 28 when I came on. I'm like 41 now.
So, you know, Sean and I have been getting ripped up at the gym here.
Yeah, you guys are looking great.
Seen these.
I feel disgusting next to you.
We went to the gym.
Yeah.
And we're working out, and there's this huge, muscly monster guy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you punch him?
And we're working out sort of like, basically, we're between him and the mirror. He's like curling his arms, and he's looking at himself, but we start working out sort of in between him, and he's like, hey, you guys mind getting your ass out of my face or something like kind of like basically... But he said it in a nicer way than that. It was basically like he wants to
make
look
sure
at
he
himself.
Wants to make sure he sees himself.
Sure,
working out,
I don't blame him. He's worked out a lot.
He deserves it.
And but it was just kind of funny that he could have easily
just murdered us.
Destroyed both of us. You know,
he could have murdered us.
Not for long though.
Weird being at the YMCA. Like I rarely, I think, swear in public places loud enough for other people to hear, except when I'm on stage because that.
Well, that's different. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird, but
it's a weird thing.
Like I will hear people like swearing and talking about pussy at the YMCA.
What? Yeah, and there's kids. There's kids walking around.
What?
Yeah. And women.
Is this?
This is the East Nashville
figures.
YMCA.
Well,
dirt people. It's where the dirt people work out. Dirt people.
Yeah.
Dirt people.
I got a piece of paper. It says I can go to the YMCA now.
Do you?
A piece of paper.
Come work out with us.
Maybe I'll have to
come work it out. And then we can go visit Matt Conte, and then we can go visit your parents in Dallas.
Okay. Are you guys coming?
If you would let me come with you, I would come with you. You shouldn't have
mentioned it. I mean, why wouldn't you come with me? I can't stop you.
I mean, as long as you pay for everything.
Yeah, I'm not paying. I mean, I'll pay for the gas.
I mean, I'm on a cleanse, so I won't eat anything. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna.
Oh man.
No, we'll get to your parents' house. They'll try and feed me, and then I'll be like, I can't eat, and they'll be offended by it.
No, they won't be offended.
I've never been to Texas.
Oh, so where all my exes live.
Hey. You guys ready for which is better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to play a song about
it? Let's do it. bread.
Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, which is better?
Yeah.
Man versus machine.
Oh.
Man
versus machine.
Versus machine.
Oh. Oh.
Which is better?
Wow.
Guys, right off the top of your dick, Mark, which is better?
Machine.
Sean?
Man.
Man.
Oh,
let's
Brad?
Find out
Brad?
Now.
Are you impartial? Are you impartial?
You love robots.
I'm right down the middle on this one, guys.
This guy fucking loves robots.
I love robots.
Come on, Mark.
First question.
You're obviously for machine because robots rise and take control.
That's true. He hates machines.
Remote control of the human soul.
He's afraid of them, I think. It doesn't mean they're better to him.
You're for machines because you know they're going to take over.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he knows it with his human brain.
Well,
in this human soul.
I got a quick question. How do we know we're not robots?
Oh, man. There was a fucking Star Trek episode where there was this girl who was an android. She didn't know it. Data knew it.
ESG, son.
He could tell by the way she blinked.
What if we're Cylon, son?
Oh,
I would love to be a Cylon.
If my spine glowed in the dark. Oh.
It's weird. They didn't keep that trope up of the glowing spine. They didn't have more glowing spine.
Yeah, let's not say trope on the podcast.
Sorry, buddy.
Better killers.
Whoa.
Man versus machine.
I'm
not even talking about deliberate. I'm talking about car wrecks. That's a machine killing you. Getting your hand stuck in a
Didn't we
thrasher.
Do this before?
Yeah?
Didn't we do this before?
I don't think so.
No.
You think we did everything before? Well, it's all been done.
What, like an F-14 hey, fighter jet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a man.
Oh, is that
but
a man?
But the man is pressing the button.
Doesn't have to. They can fly drone.
It's a machine.
Yeah, but there's still a man.
Drone, brother.
It doesn't have to be.
You could program it.
It doesn't have to be
a man
self-aware. I mean, you know, like a washing machine is a machine. It's yeah. Like,
who washes more clothes, machines or people?
That's actually one of the questions.
On Judgment Day.
Yeah.
They get us all.
Yeah. I don't know how many machines have ever went out and murdered somebody.
A lot.
Like on their own accord, like a Rumba. Yeah, so it's just like kill somebody.
A lot of people died using their iPhones and driving.
But
yeah.
I mean, let's. Okay. Nice. So I mean, a machine.
We've had a lot longer to kill things, though.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, machines are
like
really good at it.
150 years worth of machine killings.
Oh, that's not true.
That guy's a killing machine.
What about a fulcrum?
Yeah.
A bow and arrow? That's a machine.
Is that a machine?
It's a simple machine. That's true.
That's a simple yeah. machine. Let's okay. maybe let's
about
maybe
a fulcrum.
Well, that's a tool. Okay, hang on. What's the difference between a tool and a machine?
I think
semantics.
It's moving parts, isn't it?
Semantics.
Well, let's say we're talking right? about machines, as in
because like a
that run on electricity or power. You
power.
Know, power. Yeah, even a train or something.
McFry.
Okay.
You, Bojo.
Who? What's a better killer? A machine. A better killer, right?
I mean,
a machine.
People are crueler.
Like Truckzilla. If I had to fight Truckosaurus.
Yeah.
Did you see that on Pawn Stars?
They had
Somebody
a Truckzilla
on
Pawn Stars.
They were trying to.
Get the fuck
what?
Out of here.
The
Did
one
they it, buy it?
No, they didn't buy it.
What?
Why not? You want too much?
Yeah, they wanted like $1 million for it.
$1 million for Truckosaurus.
And they're like, yeah, well, you can make like $40,000 a day.
Yeah, like, no, well, they don't want that.
If you could make $40,000 a day, you probably wouldn't be selling it
yeah.
for $1 million. You'd probably be making $40,000 a day somewhere.
Yeah.
That's a good impression.
That's my
Brad. That's a good point.
Do you own a pawn shop now?
I wish. God.
Oh, you went to a pawn shop and got a unicycle, didn't you?
I did.
You?
I got a unicycle.
Did you negotiate?
I did. I haggled
them. There you go.
The way you told me. And
is
I got him down to
is
30.
Is that why that sounds so Jewish?
Haggled.
Haggled them. I like, haggled.
I said they wanted like 40-something.
Yeah.
I said, what, I don't know what I got him down to 30.
There you go.
So,
that's good.
You know.
It's 25%
I don't
remember
how off. I did whatever you said where it was like, don't let him talk to you. Don't look him in the eye.
Yeah, just
don't look him in the eye?
I don't think
he didn't
I said
say
that.
I think I said dragon. You're not supposed to look a dragon, yeah.
Well, that's a myth spread by dragons, because once you look them in the eye, you can control them.
No, whoa. No. If you hear them talking, they'll put a fucking spell on you.
Well, if you hear them talking,
if you look at them,
put a spell on you.
Bigger dick.
Whoa.
Machine.
You can make a vibrator. Big a machine.
Yeah.
As you want.
A vibrator's got a big dick.
Those I guess.
Fucking machines.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
You can make a machine dick 50 foot tall.
No, you couldn't. It wouldn't be. Okay.
It could just kind of.
I can't win that one. I just wanted to be obstinate.
It couldn't fit inside.
The biggest man's dick has surely been made into a dildo. Somewhere.
It does. Don't call me Shirley.
Hey, man's dick.
Do you have the biggest
Sean
dick?
Noticed the other day that like half of the airplane cast died this
year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Graves and Leslie Nielsen and Florence Henderson.
Killing him. Yeah. But Florence Henderson didn't die.
No, not Florence
Henderson.
It was the mom.
The one who spoke jive.
Yeah.
The TV mom.
Yeah. Yeah, not Florence Henderson.
Anyway.
Barbara Billingsley.
Yes.
Look at him.
Had to pull that one.
I think they like felt the depth of it because they split up all the airplane clips. Like they didn't put them in a row. They had like one in the middle of each one of them. Yeah, man.
Oh, right.
Leslie Nielsen, so fucking awesome.
The thing
awesome.
Is, you could have done a Leslie Nielsen clip from Naked Gun or something. I mean, you didn't have to do an airplane.
True.
Yeah, you could have done.
I mean, airplane is probably the thing he's best known for.
I don't know. Better lovers, man or machine? I guess we'd have to ask a lady.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
Have you seen those fucking machines?
No.
You get a robotic vagina?
They have these fucking machines. It's like a... Just like a piston. It's like, boom, 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 and you kind of lay down there and it fucks your pussy.
Sounds very romantic.
Yeah. They have a tongue thing. It's like a chainsaw with a bunch of tongues on it.
That sounds wonderful.
And it doesn't go as fast as chainsaw, but it's sort of like just, you turn it on, it's like, lap, 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 lap,
lap. I'd have to say, man.
Man.
We know how to connect with a person,
man,
another person.
See, man's got eye contact.
A better lover?
Yes.
Man's got eye contact.
Longer?
Man could be like.
You got a man pounding on you.
Man could be like.
I love that.
Slipping
his
never,
hot dick in you.
I've never met That's a person so cool. as great as you.
Yeah.
For the sake of this moment.
How can you make a vibrator feel bad about itself?
Yeah.
You can't. That's why men are better. Which is smarter?
Well, they beat us at Jeopardy and chess.
Oh, they beat us at a lot of shit.
I guess a machine's smarter.
Well,
a machine doesn't fall in
but
love.
But at this point, I'd say still, man.
I think it's better at games and stuff. We're still better at like critical thinking and that sort of.
Yeah, art and whatnot.
Yeah,
we're great. Remember at art. War games? You know that machine.
Yeah. Why don't you let your Mac try to. Do a podcast as good as this.
Do you think they
take
have
that machine?
You think they have a self-aware machine somewhere?
There's no such thing, Brad. I'm sorry.
Like,
you don't think so?
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think we'll ever reach?
You could program it to be self-aware.
Well, that's the point.
But it's not really self. It's only self-aware to the fact that somebody told it. It's self-aware.
Well, how are we more self-aware than a machine would be? I mean, if a machine was as smart. As we were, what would the difference be?
I guess none.
He gave up so easily.
Yeah.
I think sure.
Machines are smarter. Smarter than Mark.
What's that question again? Huh?
Who'd win in a fight?
Machine.
Yeah.
Trachosaurus.
Yeah.
Just
a machine. Machines accidentally destroy people the time.
Factory workers are always getting chopped up in half.
A machine.
Farm equipment just destroying.
A machine can kill the Terminator, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. A regular old 80s machine. smashed.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
Punk.
Which one is going to last longest?
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Is it a Tandy?
What the fuck is a Tandy?
It's Radio Shack's brand. Those things don't last at all.
Do they still have Radio Shacks?
Sure, don't they?
The
They have electronic expresses.
That was a really obscure reference.
What, Tandy? You don't remember getting Tandy products as a kid?
No. Oh, yeah. Like
remote control cars.
Shitty remote control car. You open it up, there's a wire connecting the remote to the fucking car. Yeah.
You got to, like, run after the car.
Oh, man.
It's a 3-foot wire.
You had to touch the antennas to get it to go. Fucking bullshit.
The walkie-talkies only worked if you're in the same room.
Yeah, with your earshot of each other.
Hello.
Can you hear
me? Hey, over.
How are you, over?
I feel like there's we're on the cusp of machines are getting smarter. There's going to be robots doing shit, right? That's not too far.
They're going to rise and take control.
They're going to take control. Remote control. But I also feel like we're on the edge of bioengineering, so that we can like probably keep up. You know, where we can probably start growing human beings that you can you know genetically engineer them to be. To have the brain power of a computer and to have super strength. And
computers are going to be part of that.
Right,
like,
and cyborgs and shit.
Yeah.
Like that. So, yeah, I mean.
That's pretty soon.
I don't know. When it's all said and done, though, I think that, like, robots can just exist in a harsher environments and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
they don't need oxygen or food.
Look at Wally.
Look at Wally, man. Heart. Look at my fucking heart. That's
Wally's
where the fuck we're
heart.
Going. There weren't no people. Well, they're out in space.
Maybe your heart can hook up with like a hot lady robot.
No.
How do we even know Eva's female? There's really no gender specifics.
She had a high-pitched voice.
Are they both girls?
They could both. Well, they're neither really.
Wally's a boy's name.
Wally is.
Might not.
Why
be.
Were the Wallys on the ship bigger than the Wallys on Earth? You think you'd have smaller travel size?
You would think, but
it's fucking stupid. I don't even buy it.
Well, if you read the. Crap, what do you call those things that you read, Brad? Not comic books, but...
Books?
Regular books?
No. Yeah, what are those books with pictures in them? Graphic... If you read the graphic novel of Wally, you would know the reason to that, but...
What? You're just making up shit. I'm trying to,
but I can't think of it.
You're going
to
love this question best.
That was awesome. He had to ask him what it was to zoom with. Hey, Brad, what's that thing you like?
What's that stupid thing you're always talking about?
Hey, what's the Dungeons? What's that Dungeons game, Brad?
Dungeons hey, Brad. Dragons?
Yeah, Dungeons Dragons sucks. Hey, fuck you. Oh, man. My kids.
Better drummers.
Whoa.
Better drummers.
That sounds like a really good drummer.
Who's that drumming? Oh, shit.
Damn. This is my jam, son.
Robots.
Robots.
Define better.
Oh.
Because
Whoa.
Never being yeah. out of beat, a drum machine can always keep time, but what drummer makes you feel better?
Yeah.
When a human being goes,
I hear you.
And also, the exciting thing.
I'm going to say human. I'm going to say man.
The exciting
better.
Thing about humans, when they're all playing together with a drummer, is that, like, it doesn't have to be a metronome. Like, a lot of the early Beatles singles.
Slow it down a little bit.
Slow it down. Yeah. Or, like, the really exciting ones, they'll be a few beats per minute faster by the end because they're, like, really rocking
and
they start going faster.
Yeah, they
so
feel a little bit more.
Yeah, like, the drummer
but
can get the mood.
Time,
and they can kind of adjust with what's going on.
The drummer can feel the mood of what's happening and adjust to it. A drum machine doesn't know.
It's by being a little bit off. They're a little bit more on.
The drum machine doesn't know the bass player is depressed today, so just, you know.
Well, and the drum machine, though, can do shit a human being can't do. Can do all kinds of, can do all sort of, that type of shit. So they're both good in their own ways. There's sometimes a drum machine's better for a song than a drummer.
The best thing about a drum machine is you never have to deal with a drummer.
You don't have to set up their shit, help them carry shit.
Yeah.
Nobody needs a van.
Yeah. You don't have to give them gas money because
they're not employed. The drum machine's not going to fuck your girlfriend.
A man can play.
Drummer won't either. We'll try.
Can play electronic drums if you want it to sound like a drum machine.
Yes.
But also have that feel. There's also that.
And also.
Thanks, Einstein.
A drummer will rock you out. You know what I mean? Like a drum machine, you're never going to go, oh, shit, did you hear that drum machine?
I don't know. Some people might. Nah. Some people do.
You see a drummer getting fucking crazy. You're like, you feel some energy, but like you just hear a drum machine.
Have you ever seen a real 808 up close?
What is that, a rave?
No, it's what started the drum
Kanye
machine
West's
craze.
Favorite keyboard.
No, it's the 808 was what Roland made this drum machine in the early 80s, and everybody hated it because it didn't sound like real drums at all. It just sounded like what I was playing earlier.
Right.
Yeah. But the rappers started snatching them up and making all their songs on it.
Sure, they loved it.
Right, because it was cheap. Right. It was plentiful, and they used it, and it was in time. And the 808 became the standard.
And now you're used
now you
to
can't
that
get
sound.
One for
no,
yeah.
It's a
when you hear boom, ch, boom,
like old
boom,
boom.
Amps with tubes in them and shit. People
yeah.
love that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
There's your
which can jump higher, a human or
a
machine? A
robot would have to. I mean, if you program a jumping robot, it has to be able to pump.
Is there any jumping machines?
Yeah.
Probably.
What?
I mean, you could just get a robo spring machine and just go bring and it'll jump.
You've never seen
a
Mexican jumping machine?
Wow, if they had those, we would
they
be
do.
Fucked.
How do you think they get over here?
Vans?
I see. There's broken ones by the fence all the time. All right, better massage.
Whoa.
As a licensed massage therapist.
Yeah.
You answer this one.
Oh, human being.
Really?
You gotta have the touch, the subtlety of touch.
I've had a
touch.
Human massage, the and feel. It's pretty awesome.
There's something missing when you
get
like the vibrating massage
chubby fingers
thing, or
nice
like you sit
squishy.
In a massage chair or something. There's something missing.
Yeah.
There's some, the human contact. I don't know what it is. There's something like you're
some
endorphins.
Know.
The chair doesn't
know
when
up.
To lighten up or what. It, you
chair
know.
Doesn't know when it's time to put some more lotion on your hand. And
yeah.
On the other hand, the chair doesn't fucking bitch about how tired their hands
oh,
are and
gosh.
Stop halfway through. So
really?
Tell you about you know the
my,
time there.
My
neighbor
didn't
broke
say
in.
She didn't even say
no,
anywhere.
I mean, like, if you have, like, a girlfriend rubbing your foot or
oh,
something
yeah.
like that, you're like,
oh, yeah, never
you're
had
really
that.
Easy.
That's never happened.
I don't want it.
Why does your foot feel so weird?
Better at washing clothes.
Oh.
Washing machine.
Yeah.
Mark?
Well, or Chinese people.
No.
If you
but
had,
they put in a washing machine. They're not. They're
do
not
they? What about dry
themselves?
Cleaning? Is that a washing machine?
What it's martinizing, right? What's martinizing? What is that? 1 hour martinizing.
What is dry cleaning? How does that even work?
It's a farce made up by the left-wing Pelosi's.
Wasn't there some movie with Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah. He was in a movie.
He went to he was going to invest in dry cleaning, and then somehow the guy, he blackmailed someone to get the money, and then the guy got killed. What the fuck was that movie called?
I don't know.
Anyway.
There's a
Porky's.
Dry cleaner.
I think
it was
Porky's.
Actually pretty good. I don't
Porky's.
What the fuck was it called? Anyway, doesn't matter. People
Porky's.
Are using good.
Porky's 2.
Yeah, Porky's 2. Porky's 2, Electric Boogaloo, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
Brett's mad at us because we don't know that movie.
I'm not mad at anybody. I just don't remember what it's
I'm
called.
I'm not mad at anybody. Fuck you.
Better at games.
Fucking.
I don't know.
I mean,
what about head games? What about head games?
Wow. Mark just. Flip the screen.
We're not talking about head games. We're just
head
talking about
games.
We're talking about chess, Jeopardy,
Chinese checkers.
Well, what if you're playing a fucking video game?
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence, bad guys versus like a fucking player two.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're playing Mortal Kombat against a machine. It's fucking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but you're playing against a human being. Maybe you can beat him.
Man. Machines can
machines are better
beat
at everything.
Your ass
yeah.
At games.
Yeah.
Machines are great at
they're
games.
Programmed.
All right. Well, how about this one? Who's better at steel driving?
I don't even
Whoa.
Know what steel driving is.
Oh. John Henry.
John Henry.
Is better.
Oh, steel driving. I was like,
he beat it.
Oh, so some kind of. So what the kids are calling steel. Jacking cars?
Stealing?
Well, John Henry was better on that one day. But
well,
he went ahead and died. That steam
right,
that,
okay.
that machine went back to work the next day.
I guess
day.
It's per capita. Well, nobody was paying either one of them, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
Poor John Henry.
John Henry was the year driving man, Lord, Lord.
And then he died, and the machine was fine the next day and finished the job.
Who do you think is better?
Yeah.
Deep down.
I like Deep Down. He's
better.
Deep Down. Who is better? Like, think about Hal from 2001.
Mm-hmm.
What about
Transformers, Terminator?
Jeez.
Can we compete with this shit?
No.
Who's better? Which is better?
Which is
like in your heart? I gotta say that
machines are flawless.
They'll
humans
I mean,
suck.
They're
we
gonna
suck.
Murder us. But
yeah.
The,
no, I'm talking
the
about that.
Is,
I'm talking about
gonna,
what's
the
really,
Cylons are gonna kill us all.
At the end of artificial intelligence, when they're on the Earth is just ice, and they're digging shit up out of the ice, and they're all, they're robots, they're descendants of robots. There's no people. And they're just like, I'm like, yeah, maybe that's the better way.
Yeah.
Then what do? We kill each other? We're fucking horrible to each other.
Robots are going to do the same. We're the ones making the robots. They're going to...
Yeah, but I think pretty soon, like a couple generations into robots, they'll be like, well, it is, this is senseless and illogical to do, to kill each other. Right. You know what I mean? And they'll come to some kind of peace.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are robots going to be bound by logic?
I assume they would have to be.
I mean, in theory, we should be bound by logic.
Well, actually...
Well, why would we, though? We're bound by, like we said before, just human beings are selfish. Yeah, no, but I'm like I was saying before, it was everything anyone does is for their own benefit.
Sure.
Even if they're generous, it's because it makes them feel good to be generous. Everything everyone does is for their own benefit. And the reasons the politicians are greedy is because people are greedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get mad at the rich for being rich, but it's like, if we were rich, fuck, we'd do it too. I mean, if we were rich as Mark, we would do it too. Yeah. I'd fucking fuck them.
Yeah.
But what if...
But I don't think... I can't see robots... I can't see robots sitting around fucking... stealing aid, you know. I mean, like whenever like they send aid to third world countries,
yeah,
and, like
and
the
people,
fucking,
yeah.
they fucking steal it. It's like, God, how can you be so shitty?
Robots would only take what they need and nothing more.
Yeah, so. And they wouldn't even need that much.
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay.
Which would you rather be? Like, you know, they say that like you're every 7 years your cells die and you grow new ones, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess
that's what they said on The Mentalist last week.
Did they say that? Well, by that logic, we're not who we were 7 years ago or 14 years ago or what, you know, 21 years ago. We're different people. So, I mean, our memory must transfer. There must be some kind of data transfer. Like when a brain cell dies, a new one, you know. I think we've had this conversation before. 35
years ago.
Yeah. There's nothing left of the baby that was Brad, you know.
Oh, no. There's a lot.
I want to breastfeed with her.
See? See?
But if you could transfer your mind into a robot, would you do it? I know we've had this conversation before, but now think about it.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, depending on the robot, I wouldn't just some little, you know, miniature robot that just winds up and walks around. No,
If I was transferred into a robot, I would still want to fuck people. And I think why? If I was a robot, it would be harder for me to... Because it's still my brain. My brain's going into
a robot. You could
have
like some kind of android body.
In your life. You're done.
I barely had any sex. But
that's probably why you think it's still so great.
It's great. Just my
Hate sex?
My DNA thinks it's great.
Jeez. You're a walking contusion.
His programming. Yeah, maybe you could tweak that once you do your data transfer.
Can they tweak my programming? So
if you could flip a switch and not want to have sex ever again, would you fucking do it? And remove that element from your life. Think about all the shit you go through. Granted, think about everything it motivates you to
You're
do.
Married, so you don't have.
I don't deal with the same things you guys deal with.
Yeah, you don't.
No, you got different things.
It's different. It's a different deal with things.
I think I could not want to fuck at all, I would. No, if I could just take that.
No.
You think life would be too boring?
I'd be much
not
better.
Boring,
at guitar.
But
why would you even bother to play guitar?
Just for joy of it.
I like
playing music. Playing music has never gotten me any pussy.
Not the way you play.
Well, it can. It can. You're the thing that stands.
You're the pussy.
That.
You're the only pussy I know.
Wait till they hear you doing crying.
Yeah.
With that guitar.
Yeah.
Then their pussies are going
to
be crying. Tears of pussy juice.
Yeah.
All right, guys, which is better, man or machine?
I don't think we really got it.
Because
the machines we talked about don't even exist.
We're recording this on a machine. We're talking about which is better.
Well, Sean, we're going to go ahead and transfer your mind into this iPod here. You'll be happy, right?
Machines have got to be better.
I think machines are better.
Yeah,
did I say machine earlier, or did I say
you
man?
Said man.
You said man.
We won you over. Me and Brad said machine.
I don't think...
We won.
Yeah, I think machines are better, as much as I don't want them to be.
I know drum machines are better.
Yeah.
Are they? I don't know.
Let's hear
one.
Check this out.
Why don't you rap for us?
Get tricky,
Mark,
for a second.
Sean can't hear it.
I was playing along with your drumming.
This is like a Reggie Reg.
I can't hear it now. I was playing along with your drumming.
No. Oh. Go ahead, Savant.
He can play it by looking.
Oh, man, look at that. We probably made it too loud.
That's okay, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Hey, happy birthday,
hey,
Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.